Welcome. You're listening to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to step out into the world in a way that aligns with your true self, then this podcast is for you. I've been wanting to bring you this podcast topic for a long time because I feel like it is so important in the way that we align with our life. And it's also really important in the way that we manifest the good things. So the topic is the energy behind words. We speak a lot. I probably should have done my research and found one of those Google searches with the average amount of words that the average human speaks in a day. But I didn't. So you're going to have to Google that. I love talking, naturally. That's why I'm here, talking to all you people here. But of late, probably over the last year or so, I'm not saying that I filter what I say, but I become a lot more attuned to how certain words make me feel on the inside. Some words you just gravitate towards. You probably say them a lot and they make you feel really happy. Other words can sound like they are fabulous, but there's a bit of a tightening of the throat when you use them, a bit of a pit in the stomach, a bit of a screw up of the face. I know this is a podcast, but I'm kind of doing that right now, so that's pointless. But today's podcast is all about tapping into the energy that you hold behind the words that you use and working out if those specific words serve you or not. Very interesting. Stay with me. So I firstly want to say that this is not a podcast about bringing up all the words that you don't particularly like. Like one of the words that I know a lot of people don't enjoy hearing is the word moist. And I find that so funny. I don't care about the word moist because I'm a beauty therapist. Like I think that that's a great word to describe. You know, healthy, plump skin, moisturizer. I'm used to saying that a lot. So, no, it's not about that. But I guess if we're sort of admitting the words that we don't particularly like, I've always not liked the word nostril. Yeah, I think that's just weird. And I'd prefer to call them nose holes. There you go. So, that is that. I've gotten that out of the way. But I've become more fascinated at identifying the feelings and the energy behind the words that we perhaps speak out loud and yet feel really disaligned with on the inside. You know, especially when these words, they're used with good intention. You know, you hear these words all the time. I admitted, you know, my journey of being a, you know, personal development and mindset, you know, self-improvement addict almost in episode 9 of the podcast, Mindset versus Inner Work. Go back and check that out if you haven't done so already. Also being someone that loves using things like affirmations, you know, the energy behind those words that you speak can feel off, especially if you firstly don't believe in the statement just yet, or secondly, if that affirmation contains certain words that just, for whatever reason, are not vibing with you. Any resistance that you find that comes up with certain words is a fabulous opportunity to do the inner work. And again, I describe what that inner work is, what's required, and a little bit more about that in episode 9 of this podcast, Empathic and Heart Driven. So perhaps that is a good one to listen to. But becoming aware of this, even just being a thing, is important. Because as empaths, as sensitives, we feel everything. And the more you give yourself permission to feel into even the most mundane or mindless things that you go through or say or experience on a day-to-day basis, the better off you will be in aligning with the version of yourself that feels free, comfortable, empowered. Oh, that's one that sometimes triggers me a little bit, empowered. So we will talk about that very, very shortly. So firstly, let's start with the obvious. Negativity. Negative words are never going to feel good. It can be particularly troublesome when you are plugging in to someone that you absolutely think you adore. Maybe it's a firm or a, you know, healer that you've worked with, or it's a TV show that you enjoy, or movie star, whatever. And when you actually hear their personal stuff on the front line, you realize that they're not really using very good language that feels good for you. I guess swearing is a good example. We might have a few swear words that fly around my house from time to time. I guess that's just the way that my husband and I grew up speaking. So it's not like I'm opposed to it. But I definitely feel like there's a time and a place. So where that kind of language can free flow in certain circumstances, I also do feel a little bit apprehensive when I hear it coming out in the wrong circumstances and it feels like certain etiquettes and rules are being broken. That's just me. But that's a good indication too. If I didn't feel comfortable in a certain situation or business or around a certain public figure that speaks in a way that doesn't really feed my soul and call to me, hey, red flag. Don't go there. It's pretty simple. But what happens when the same types of public figures, motivational speakers, places where you consume your information are actually saying things that are super positive? And you just don't understand why you're not vibing with that person's message. Something is up. That's the kind of words that I am highlighting for you today. Now, for a long time there, when I started my beauty business, I was very keen to plug into the work of very successful people. Entrepreneurs is a word that I've heard very, very, very much, like a lot of times. Entrepreneur. And that was fine. I suddenly became a business owner. I was doing it all for myself. So I opened myself up to hear from the world of entrepreneurs. And I sought business coaching. And the people that I was a part of their business coaching, they were wonderful people, and they were singing the praise of public figures like Gary Vee and Grant Cardone and all of these, you know, self-made, you know, millionaire entrepreneurs, whatever. I plugged into these words that they used and felt like that's what I had to aspire to be. So nowadays, when I look back, I think, oh my God, I did not connect with some of the key words that they said all the time. The biggest example I can give you of that is the word hustle. Hustle has become a sort of, I don't know, what's the term, pop culture type word to say these days. I'm an entrepreneur, I hustle. Got a hustle, got a side hustle. And it's totally harmless. It means to work hard, right? To really put yourself out there and work hard. But I personally, even though I tried to use it myself, oh yeah, you know, I hustle. Sounds terrible. To me, the word felt so much more than that. It to me, on the inside, when I really reflected on it, and especially under the circumstances that I was embracing this word and all the actions that I was taking at the time, hustle to me started to represent sacrifice and being consumed only by business. And being, you know, without family and being extremely burnt out in the process. So was it a word worth healing? No, it wasn't. If I really wanted to, I could journal about it. I could unpack it kind of in the way that I just verbally did. I could see where the roots of this resistance lie, and it would be up to me to decide whether I want to heal that or not. But for some words, you suddenly realize, they don't really represent exactly what everyone else is maybe using them for. It doesn't really make me feel positive. So I think I'm just going to give that one a rest, and that is totally fine. But then there's words that should feel fantastic, and for whatever reason, they don't. That's important to unpack because they might be the types of words that you seek to use to explain yourself, or they might, on a surface level, on a dictionary level, represent things that you are aspiring to, you know. But for whatever reason, on the inside, they're not working for you. You know, I mentioned just before, the word empowerment is something that I've had to become comfortable with. It was always fine to begin with, but perhaps due to some bad experiences, the word empowerment made me feel like my body recoiled. And that's not great because anybody that then said the word empowerment, I kind of looked at them and was like, ugh, ugh. Personally, I think it came from this notion that you hear like empowerment, women empower women. That hasn't always been something that I've found to be true within my lifetime. I have not lived a life where women have empowered me. That's my journey. It's weird. But I guess then to hear something like women who empower women, and especially being in business and having these like women breakfasts and these women networking events and, you know, listening to all kinds of material on that level, I guess I was like, yeah, empowerment, women empower women. And then one day I just realized, I'm like, no, they goddamn well don't. You know, I was so mad about it. Like, oh my God. It's just women are evil. And I mean, God, that is me saying that from a very select, you know, few experiences of my life. So it's definitely not a true statement. But it's funny how the word empowerment then attaches to something of being fake and being a fraud and being unsupportive. And again, I would not know that unless I unpacked that and made peace with that, doing the inner work, because I want to use that word. And I need to know that within my bones, it feels good to say. Otherwise, it doesn't pack the punch that you want it to. And it almost does feel disaligned, something off about it when you say it to someone else, if it's a word that you don't connect with properly. One other example that I can give you, and this just sounds crazy, right? It's probably actually going to open up a bit of thought for your own self, you know. I was listening to the work of Brendan Burchard, High Performance Habits. It was a really great audio book. I find him being male and he's very high energy and he is very motivational, that's for sure. So I really do love Brendan Burchard. Something about him does come across in a good way for me, whereas I guess some other guys that have that type of energy might be disaligned because they kind of, you know, I guess they come off with that hustle and that kind of, I don't know, wanky type of persona. Oh, did I just say that? Yeah, I did. But I do like Brendan Burchard. And he said, as an exercise, a really good thing to do is to take like three words of where you're heading in life and make those three words or whatever, you know, just it can only be short, make those words pop up as an alarm on your phone multiple times throughout the day. Now, Brendan, he uses the word joy a lot and, you know, joy, bringing joy, all this stuff, as do a lot of motivational speakers. I'm sure a lot of, people in the self-help department, personal development, spiritual, I mean, gosh, the word is joy. Hello. Happiness, light, you know, the sun. It represents all these gorgeous things. You know, you say happiness and then you say joy and it feels like it takes another level, another meaning. And I guess at that point in my life too, I was, hello, I'm not working my butt off for nothing. I'm trying to do this so I can set myself up financially. And I was like, well, I don't like the word rich. I had it in me enough at that time to recognize that the word rich was like, ew, rich, like rich kids, rich people, self-entitled, and these are not true things, right? But it's amazing how when you write down one word that feels disaligned, all this stuff comes out. I mean, I did this exercise once in my journal. I wrote down, and this is a great exercise for you to try, I actually wrote down everything, like a huge paragraph on what I wanted my life to be, what I wanted it to look like. And then I picked apart practically every single sentence to make sure that what I wrote actually felt good on the inside. It actually aligned. And if something didn't, I unpacked it. I did the inner work. Now, the first line of this thing, I'm digressing now from the Brendan Burchard thing, I'll come back to it, but the first line of this exercise that I'd prescribed for myself said something along those lines, like I, you know, want to be financially stable or I don't know, something, be rich, I don't know, wealthy. And I had a lot of inner work to do around being rich. It's so crazy. Because again, that is another thing that you are told, or that's what you want, isn't it? You want to, have money and you want to be stable and you want to have wealth, don't you? But then to say, well, what do I feel about being rich? What comes up in my brain? I honestly filled like 3 pages, something ridiculous in my journal around all the reasons that being rich was like off for me. And even down to like really stupid things. Like, and I'm just being honest with you right now, like this all came out in my journal. Like, if I'm rich, I will send my kids to private schools, and private schools are full of drugs, and then my kids will be on drugs. Like, there is no logic behind some of the rubbish that comes out of you. But for some reason, it's there. One of my mentors, Carly Marie, she spoke about if she was wealthy. I swear she spoke about this on one of her frontline things. She said if I was wealthy, I would be considered posh. And she spoke about how being posh was a bad thing in her mind because she got teased about that when she was a child at one stage. Like, this is where this rubbish can come from. But it's so important to unpack all of this stuff because once you get it out and you shine light on why it's there, then you can start to move it, right? So let's come back to Brendon Burchard, as I was talking about, with this exercise of putting these three words onto the mobile, just doing these. I said it for 3 times a day. So before I got to work and sort of in the middle of the day and after the kids had gone to bed, my phone would flash up with an alarm that had these three words. And at the time, I thought they were good, but I also realized I sort of chose them because that's what I figured I was supposed to do. My three words were vibrant, joyous, and wealthy. Now, vibrant isn't too bad. For me, I was like vibrant, feeling vitality, being energized. I love that. I've got no problems with the word vitality, energy, energized, full of life. I feel like it was a really good word to describe health and glowing and yeah, just all those gorgeous things. But for some reason, at that moment, the word joy, it just didn't cut it for me. And I think it was because I heard it so many times said by all the self-help people and all of that, live a life of joy, joy. And I was just like, you know what? I've listened to enough of this crap and I still ain't feeling no joy, Brendan, or whoever I was listening to at the time. There ain't no joy, Rachel. I don't know. It just felt like something that just wasn't coming to me. But I chose to write it down in these three words that I'd written. And wealthy, it still wasn't the word rich. And I guess wealth could be a whole bunch of things. It doesn't just have to be money. Like you are wealthy with how your health is your wealth. We've heard that saying before, or maybe you haven't. I didn't come up with that one, I just want to say, but your health is your wealth. Wealth is your health. Oh, I don't know. That is what I thought would be a good thing. But that was previous to me doing that big unpacking the word rich exercise. So even the word wealthy still had some negative, well, it had a lot of negativity to it then. It must have if I filled 3 pages full of absolute craziness around the word being rich. So, what happens? Here I am doing this, you know, little tip, this little sort of, you know, vibe lifter, abundance attractor type of totally harmless, totally good exercise. You know, I didn't put three swear words down. I didn't put three negative words down. I put three genuinely positive words to be read on my phone three times a day. And actually, because I hadn't really worked through these words or I hadn't chosen them knowing what I know now, that, you know, to be in alignment with the energy of the words that you speak, that you write, that you want to embody, they did nothing for me, is the outcome. You know, I'd kind of read them. There were times where they'd come up on my phone and I'd be like, ugh, this alarm. It didn't physically go off with like a ping ping. I had it as silent. So they just flashed up on my phone. I do highly recommend this exercise. It is brilliant, but I guess the message here is make sure they're words that when you read them, you feel all the positive feels, right? And so that's where it took me months and months, but I eventually stopped that. And I realized at the end of that whole exercise, you know what, I never vibed with two out of those three words in the first place. And when I started learning more about alignment and being who you are and being really accepting of the fact that I am different, other people are different, we are all different, and yet that is totally, totally okay. You just got to find what works for you. And I guess it also taught me be a little bit more selective with the stuff that you plug into. Not that you don't, you know, suddenly you don't just stop listening to or consuming the things that you love, but being more wary that, oh, so-and-so said this word or this sentence, it made me sort of clam up inside. What's with that? Let's do some inner work. Let's do some belief work. Let's work it out. Because the quicker you can identify any form of resistance that you have to anything, the quicker you can get aligned with what does work for you. Now, I told you, I spent a good couple of years plugged into the word hustle. And now I look back and go, oh my God, I feel like that was some of the worst times that I ever endured. Because the word that I based that whole time on feels awful to me. Works for some, but it's okay that it doesn't work for me. And it's okay that things don't work for you either. You know? So what are things that are meant to be good that you don't like? That there's something that comes up, you know, maybe it's not something that you've ever consciously thought of through, but now that this episode is drawing to an end, I invite you to really look for these triggers. Especially it's important to look for these triggers when things seemingly are supposed to be good. And in terms of a law of attraction type of thing, now I'm sure law of attraction is something I will delve into many a times throughout the life of this podcast, and I do already speak about the law of attraction in episode 4 of the podcast, which is called Trust and Let Go. So if you are looking for a little bit more insight into the law of attraction, please go back and listen to episode 4 of this podcast, Empathic and Heart Driven. When it comes to the law of attraction, the vibe that we send out is everything. What you attract is what you are emitting. The frequency you're emitting. And this is the thing. If you are like the exercise that I just talked about, here I am writing a paragraph or however long it takes about the kind of life that I want to manifest. And yet I was able to go and pick apart everything in that paragraph and go, wait a minute, all of that didn't align on some level, so I need to do the inner work to make sure that it does. You know, that's the important part, because if you are trying to make a bold statement to the universe and to yourself, proclaiming that you are going to, you know, live a life, be wealthy, be happy, live in a nice house, you know, all that jazz, and you don't align with it, then you may as well not have said it, because you ain't going to attract it. Simple as that. If you are using words that come from somebody else, then those words might have meaning behind it that is completely different to the meaning that you have to it. That's why it's important to find your own sayings and your own meanings and understand the energy that's literally coming out of your physically spoken words and your thoughts even. Like I said, I was surrounded by all these people that said the word hustle was such a good thing. And it wasn't for me. It just wasn't. So I wasn't ever going to find happiness or wealth from hustling. And until I realized something as silly as going, why am I not happy with the word joy? There's something up about that. Until I got to that point where I can now say it and really feel all those gorgeous vibes that come from a word like that, then using it was going to do diddly squat. So, there is so much energy that comes from all aspects of our life and in places that we don't even identify it until it's sort of pointed out to you. You know, you can see there is opportunity to go deeper into understanding yourself, into knowing yourself. Knowing yourself is so important, because then you can have the ability to be gentle with yourself, be graceful, be loving. And I guess that in this process, when you accept that you are you, you have your life, you have your stories, you have your attachment to anything and everything within your life. And that's okay. And you can work through that stuff. You can work through it. Then life gets to be sparkly, hey? Please do come over. Please do follow my socials. I delve into all this kind of stuff. Just sharing what's in my brain every day. So just search for Ms. Megan Jean, MSMEAGANJEAN, Ms. Megan Jean on Facebook and Instagram. And maybe down the track when you're listening to this, I will have gotten myself together and set up LinkedIn and set up Pinterest and all those things. So just search for me on socials and let's be sparkly together. I hope this has been helpful, and I will tune in next time with some more wisdom for you. So enjoy finding out how you hold energy behind the words that you use every single day.
I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empathic and Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at meganjean.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review. It's going to help other people just like you to find this beautiful energetic container. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Until then, make sure you keep sparkling, okay?